Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You're listening to WAAOL, All Automotive Advertising News All the Time, hosted, of course, on Blog Talk Radio and featured on adagencyonline.net, your one-stop site for all your automotive advertising news and needs. This, of course, is a radio station, WAAOL, All Automotive Advertising News All the Time. And I'm Phil Zellinger. I'm the president of adagencyonline.net. We're a full-service automotive advertising agency, really more correctly described as a network of independent affiliated agencies using our online communication distribution system to link our leveraged resources. And today is the Lunch with Phil show, which is an open business meeting. It was originally designed as a way for all of our affiliated agencies and production partners to access me at least once a day from 12 to 12:30. We have it, as you know, Monday through Wednesday, 12 to 12:30, followed on Thursdays by the Lunch with Ralph Paglia show. He's the National Director of Digital Marketing for ADP. And on Friday, we have our Automotive Advertising Experts show, Platforming Auto Industry Insiders, with the newest technologies and applications to share with our online audience. Today's show, as I say, an open business meeting, so I'm going to focus on some of the house cleaning messages. Mondays is always that. I guess we all relate to that. But one of the things I want to address is that a lot of you have been told that there's a lot of new opportunities we've been researching, a lot of new relationships we've been investigating and investing in, and all I can tell you is the rumors are true. The opportunity for us to extend our leveraged resources into different verticals within the automotive industry, it's a very changing industry, as we all know. Challenging economy creates opportunities as much as they do problems, and we're the type with the glasses half full. So with that confidence, I should mention, yes, we are involved and getting more officially involved in a real estate relationship with a national organization that I'm very proud to call both friends and developing professional relationships. I'm sure we're going to be maturing that to some level. So for those of you who are out there in the midst of a buy-sell agreement, be it as a decision-maker principal or just an observer in the, as an agency noting that there's some consolidations going on in your market, we definitely will be affiliating with a national real estate concern, prioritizing commercial real estate, of course. They already have an established section or department within their organization to focus on the auto industry in specific, so some of the skill sets that I'm bringing to the table will be combined with their established resources, and I'm comfortable that we'll be able to position ourselves in some of the new opportunities being created in both the buying and the selling of real estate in the auto industry. Another opportunity we've been looking into, as you all know, the online transaction is a reality. There are certain applications out there already doing it, new ones coming into the market. We've been in the front of those conversations from day one, and we're going to be there from now on. The relationships that we're trying to develop and mature and expand on, focusing on online transactions, are part of the basic logic of this portal. Let's face it, guys, our job in the market is to find those new cutting-edge technologies that are not yet available in the mainstream and make sure we follow the trend towards blurring that line between the virtual and the real showroom. And some of these applications are basically taking common sense, proven processes in the real world that made me a living. I was a dealer for 25 years, to remind you all. And for those of you who are joining this portal that are not necessarily one of our affiliated agencies or dealer clients, our regular listeners, I was a dealer for 25 years plus before I put on my ad guy hat. And, you never lose those roots. So any conversations I have with vendors about applying their logic to our virtual showrooms are always anchored to proven processes that made me a living in the auto industry in the real-world showroom. And I think online transactional tools are a definite example of that. Other opportunities that we have with prioritizing video content, I remind you all we already have established relationships, but we are expanding that opportunity into the newer applications of video that have been brought about not only by the extended bandwidth of the Internet to accommodate the use of video in delivering an automotive advertising message, but in some of the applications that are automated the process and allowing that to move forward. Sister Technologies with a video car lot, no formal relationship yet, but at least not on a professional level. On a personal level, I like those guys. So having had already been on my show several times and have already had meetings, I'm comfortable we'll come up with some sort of a relationship. So the agencies out there that are anxious to start putting some leveraged value to your SEO formulas by integrating a video solution into your inventory postings, certainly that opportunity is maturing. Should have some news on that next week. As of this conversation, nothing official other than my official stand that they got themselves a winner. And so Sister Technologies with a video call-out process is absolutely an active conversation that we're intending to pursue, and I'm sure it'll all work out. The thing I wanted to talk about today, besides, again, we have a recap to confirm, we are involved now in real estate with a more formal relationship, So certainly all of you out there that are in the midst of a buy, sell, or see opportunities in valuing the asset of real estate within a situation, please give us a call. Anchor it all to the adagencyonline.net site. Click on the free consultation. You'll get through to me. I'm the only one spearheading that effort, but I'll give assurance that with my background in commercial real estate, linked to our leveraged value and relationship in the auto industry, both retail and with OEM relationships, that we can put the package together from A to Z. And now we're including real estate in that quotient. As far as today's subjects, we really wanted to talk about old school. You know, things like direct mail. If you notice, that was the subject of today's conversation for a reason. You know, the logic of never throwing the baby out with the bathwater is common sense. I've always taken that position when I try to advise you guys to remember that even with the shift to the internet and even with the shift to, you know, digital technologies and applications to enhance the ROI for our clients and all of the focus on the internet shopper looking to the internet to filter out the real world dealership they're going to visit, we all still have to recognize that even with the shift, 60% of our money is still spent on conventional advertising, radio, TV, print. And in print, direct mail is an old-school tool that has not gone away. It's just gotten better. You know, integrating the current applications and taking use of the logic of driving traffic to the website through multiple sources, we already started doing that with functions like Gumio, with their mobile channel application that allows you to embed a Go code into a particular print or article or things of that nature. We've already had histories with applications like Who's Calling, embedding an 800 number into the application. So it's a proven value. There's no question direct mail is not gone. It certainly may have taken a slightly reduced position in our budget recommendations, but I don't know of anyone that hasn't been counseled by me and mine to at least rotate in a quarterly contact with your customers through a conventional mail. The trick then, of course, becomes how do you integrate that into your current collection processes? Since we've already counseled to consolidate your communications to be driving traffic through to your website and all of the associated software applications to maximize the communication conversions from the website into a real-world appointment or into an established conversion process, starts with lead converter with their meet and greet and their conversion to a click-to-call, continues on with laser stream videos with their online video presentation for a feature benefit, extends itself into functions like AI Dealer and some of the other online transaction tools we've been counseling to take use of. But all of these things still rely and on the value of keeping in touch with your customers. And certainly a database-driven message is the key, whether it is done by email or direct mail or outbound phone calls, automated or in person, it's still the low-hanging fruit. And direct mail is certainly a solution to contact people. I don't recommend it is abused. I think that it has to stick within that 60% budget that we've set aside for conventional media. I think that the direct mail quotient has to be enhanced because you certainly need to have some form of back-end analytic to track the ROI. A lot of applications we have out there and preferred vendors will allow you to do that. The inclusion of everything from PURLs to embedded 800 numbers to the Go codes and all of the resources that we recommend that you build into conventional advertising to drive traffic to the website are still part of direct mail. So I want to go on record to repeat that do not throw the baby out with the bathwater. Maintain direct mail as part of your formula. I recommend that a quarterly application to a targeted database mailer is absolutely cost-effective, and we can prove it. But, of course, it's very important that you pick the right company, pick the right product, and make sure that the message links with the existing communication tools and analytics that you have built into your existing processes. In other words, drive the traffic to a collection on the website or some other form of a telephony system that we may have counseled you to take use of. A good example of some of the newer technologies out there in that light is the VOIP system, Voice over Internet Protocol, that we had recommended through ADP as an example. I remind you all that we found a lot of added value in a lot of the varied applications that Ralph Paglia has introduced to us in his show. And, of course, ADP, Bees Results, Traver Technologies, they're all friends and preferred vendors of ours. And certainly we recommend that you look into anything you can do to capture the information and take use of it. Another vertical within the direct mail that's been evolving somewhat is the credit market. You know, again, we recognize the value of the database marketing. That, in my opinion, is the most consistent and cost-effective maximum return on investment you're going to realize through a direct mail. But there are applications out there now for credit to collect information, both automated and personal, that are still have value for us out there. And so even though credit is becoming restricted, and there's certainly a lot of guys out there that are getting afraid of it, If you do not have your conventional resources, be it your captive lenders, if you're a new franchise, that's available for you as a resource, I remind you to get in touch with one of our affiliated agencies. All of the resources on AdAgentsOnline.net are free, so feel free to go on there and click on a free consultation. Perhaps we can direct you to someone as well. But some of the value that we'd like to bring to the table are that there's a lot of applications out there that prioritize credit that are perhaps, you know, being looked over because of the big bucket of paranoia that's out there regarding it. And it's important that we recognize that there's a lot of ways to capture a credit customer that exists in direct mail and exist in other media. I have a caller coming in. I might as well find out if this is in regards to what we're talking about. Hi, this is Phil. Who's on the line?
Phil, this is Al Cantarella.
Al Cantarella, I remember you. What do you do for a living nowadays?
Oh, I own a company in Houston, Texas that's in the hotline credit hotline business.
Ah, so obviously I touched a nerve with the conversation I was about to start.
Yes, you did.
Well, I'll tell you what, let me introduce the logic, and then you tell me how you guys fit into it. My philosophy is simple. Anytime you can go into a third-party resource to attract a credit customer who doesn't necessarily want to talk to a car dealer because they already pissed them off when they turned them down the last time, or the opportunity to attract people into a credit commercial, whether it be through an infomercial or whether it be through a targeted credit piece or an incorporated embedded 800 number. There's lots of ways to attract the credit customer outside of the identity of the dealer, as well as to separate an identity within the dealer message in a separate section for the credit concerned. Is that pretty much what you're doing? And if so, why don't you expand on what you're doing and how you're doing it? Let's see if it has some value for us.
Well, the basis of our program is that the dealer inserts a burst in his ads, all his ads, whether it's newspaper, direct mail, ad magazines such as AutoMart, AutoTrader, and radio and TV commercials. And what they do is they advertise a 24-hour credit hotline with a toll-free number that's dedicated totally to the dealer. Every dealer gets their own dedicated number. And our dealers receive anywhere from 100 to 400 applications per month to purchase primarily pre-owned cars. We do have some dealers that advertise for pre-owned, advertise for new trucks, and advertise for new cars with three separate numbers. However, most of our applications come in for pre-owned vehicles. The rate is approximately 10 to 15% on the close. So if you get 100 applications a month, you'll probably close between 10 and 15 cars. The ROI is tremendous because we bill on a flat rate basis as far as we only bill for the applications they receive. We do not give them a setup fee. We don't charge them a monthly fee or anything like that.
Well, anytime we have a performance-based vendor, the conversation stays on. You know, the moment I start hearing things like, you know, six-month contracts, I start, you know, clicking the line and taking another call. But so far, you still got my attention. So why don't you get into some of the numbers? I'm not asking you to obligate yourself, and maybe we could even build some sort of a negotiated added value into our agencies. But as an overview, suggested retail, just to start a conversation, how do you charge per lead, and how does it price out, and what types of products do you offer? Because you got my attention.
Well, basically what we do is we have the credit hotline numbers that we charge on a billing basis of $10 per lead. If a dealer gets 100 leads, his bill is for $1,000. If he gets 200 leads, it's $2,000. And then we have what we call Go Get the Credit, which is a 30-minute infomercial.
Well, you know what? Before we get off the leads, I have a couple of questions pop up I should address. The first one is, what is a lead? Because a lot of people have different definitions of that. And second is a dealer with a strict budget able to cap the leads generated in order to preserve a budget? Two questions popped up almost simultaneously.
Well, to cap them we'd have to keep abreast of them. But the problem is once the dealer puts these numbers in his ads, let's say, like, we have numbers like 866, we say yes. A person can see that number in his ad tonight and call it tomorrow. So it's very hard to cap the amount of leads that they'll get. But with the closing rate, if the average used car, let's say, makes $2,000, which is, I would say, low, if they sell 20 cars, that's $40,000 for a billing of $2,000.
Well, you know what? The solution might lie in the fact that you already suggested you don't have a long-term contract, so it's a 30 window to test it, and the ROI, I have enough confidence, frankly, from experience that these things do work. So maybe the better way to put it is, what is a lead? Because that's perhaps the most important filter to put on, because we all recognize that $10 for a qualified lead, I'm in. The question then becomes, how do you define a lead?
The interesting part about this is we use a live call center. We do not use IVRs.
All right, let me back into that. A live call center. So people dialing the number are not talking to a machine and bailing. They're talking into a qualified best practices script that's going to convert this to a real person?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And the other thing is, it's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Live human beings.
The interesting part about it is 30% of the leads come in when the deal is closed. 70% of the leads come in when the dealers are open, which means that the 70% of the leads coming in are people that have already given all their personal data to the dealer without calling the dealer direct. Now, our application is extremely extensive. We take their first name, their last name, their date of birth, their Social Security number, their address, their current phone, whether they're single or married, if they're employed, where they're employed, the employer's name, the date of hire, which is very important because you can see some stability in the date of hire. If they have a checking account, a savings account, what the name of their bank is, their work or mobile number, if they own or rent, years of the current residence, their gross income, if they authorize a credit check, their down payment, and most importantly, how they hear about us.
Well, you know, the qualifiers you just put on the table add another level of logic here, because I live to leverage. And if I'm hearing you correctly, I can use your staff, live staff, to supplement my existing salespeople and BDC people, let them filter through the real ones and process through so that they can focus, my guys can focus on the deals instead of the leads. Is that what you just said?
That's exactly right.
Huh. Okay, and I'm just curious before I get off the subject, because, again, I'm trying to look at some of these questions, because you've created enough questions that I need some answers here. What criteria do you use to qualify as a lead? In other words, do they have to have a social to qualify? What would not be a lead? Maybe I should reverse it that way.
Well, sometimes people will refuse to give their Social Security number. And if they do, we'll say they refuse it. But if a person doesn't have a Social Security number, isn't employed, doesn't have an employer, that's not a lead. We just throw it out.
And when you say you throw it out, do you forward it, and then we have to do a recap and all the the pain in the butt evaluations of what is a lead, what is not a lead, or you just pre-filter them and only bill me for what's real?
I pre-filter them myself because of the fact that I've been in the car business so long, I'm not going to charge a dealer $10 for somebody who doesn't even have a shot at buying a car.
Right, so we're not going to waste an hour at the end of the month trying to filter through the crap.
Exactly. And when we bill at the end of the month, we bill with a complete database of the people who, the leads that we sent to them, their name and their Social Security number, and that goes with the billing every month.
Okay, now another thing that's popping up all over the screen is the integration into existing processes. You know, one of the philosophies we've already put out there as a filter for recommended vendors is that we minimize the redundancy of data input, meaning, the ability to link into established collection processes, be it CRM or telephony functions. How do you deliver the lead? And I hope to say that when you do deliver the lead, is it able to meld into an existing CRM so that there's no need to maintain a separate database, or how is it registered?
You know, we've tried existing CRMs and things like that. However, the interesting part about it is, in most of our dealerships, they have one dedicated salesman in the pre-owned department that handles our leads specifically. So we email them to him every morning. And like this morning, one of the largest Chevrolet dealers in the country received 25 apps, and that was just from yesterday. But of course, they were closed. So people looked at their ad on Saturday and called in on Sunday, and we sent 25 apps to them.
So it doesn't necessarily download into the CRM, but you do have it as a separate field that an individual can be dedicated to, pay attention to it. Now, do you have any form of online access or analytics or anything that quantifies or qualifies the total leads they've received, or is it just a matter of maintaining an email bank?
It's maintaining an email bank.
Okay.
And then we have in the infomercial, which is Go Get the Credit, we lease that on a monthly basis. We do not buy the media. The advertising agency buys the media. All we do is supply the infomercial, and then we charge for the leads coming off the infomercial.
And that infomercial, again, you know, obviously it says, oh, I know that, been there, done that. But truth is that I've been in that field and industry enough to know that there's a lot of difference from one to the other. Yeah, well, I'm not even going to mention names because I don't want to direct anybody for or against one in particular. But one of the biggest frustrations my guys have had is that they wind up becoming the fastest finger wins with some sort of a communal pool of leads that are redistributed four and five rehash. What is the relationship if somebody invests in a, I guess they're leasing this infomercial from you? Is that the way you described it?
Yeah, we lease it to them on a monthly basis. If they want to use it for a month, that's fine. If they want to use it for 2 months, that's fine.
So within the month that they're leasing it, the leads that get generated, are they getting shared? Are they getting distributed to one guy? No, how does it work?
No. Once the dealer signs up in, let's say, the city of Houston, that infomercial is exclusively his. It, and the numbers come in on a dedicated line called 888 Easy Loan. So all the number, all the apps that come in on Easy Loan gets dedicated to that ABC dealer. We will not give another dealer in the same marketplace the infomercial.
That's important. Now, what about the actual infomercial? Is it driving it strictly to a number, or is there a dedicated website to anchor and receive
the
message?
The 888 Easy Loan is the number because people who watch this infomercial, you know as well as I do, a lot of them are looking at them at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Sure.
So when they see 888 Easy Loan, even if they don't call in, they remember the number the next day.
Oh, yeah, it's got great retention, very similar to the value of a well-engineered domain name. But just curious, is there any online component to this product?
Yes, yeah. And in the infomercial, we have a website set up that's www.4autobuy.com. So if a person wants to go online, they can go to 4autobuy.com and apply online as the application without calling into the call center.
Okay, to build and enhance on that online identity, does it exist into any form of a search engine optimization definition, anything that you do to drive added value traffic to the site, or is it strictly triggered from the visual coming off of the infomercial?
It's strictly triggered from the visual.
Yeah, but have you had any back-end analytics, anything that would suggest that a certain percentage shows up through their search engine results? Or just curious, more the internet guys asking that question.
We've never really put that thing on the search engine, but, you know, we can definitely put it on the search engine. But the thing about it is once we do that, that dealer still in that exclusive territory will receive the search engine leads.
There you go. That's the key, that controlling that customer lead. So right now, just from experience, can you give us some insight as to who's out there using it and maybe somebody that would act as a reference or anything of that nature? Because that's another question. How long has it been out there and who's using it?
We've run the infomercials for 75% of the Bill Hurd stores nationwide.
Huh, incredible.
And our major account in Houston is Landmark Chevrolet, which is a Bill Hurd store.
Also familiar with them very much.
You know. And we do have another website called 866wesayyes.com, which if somebody wanted to go there and went into About Us, they could click on the infomercial and take a look at it.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Interesting. I think the best advice to give everyone out there and to remind you guys that Al called in with the confidence that he has an example of what I was saying, which is very much this. Direct mail is a media that survived the internet wave. I think that some of the old school wisdoms that we used to apply to make a living when I was in the business the last 30 years, I guess, my goodness, time flies, they still exist, and the credit customers are still out there, if anything, maybe even more so. And even though it's perhaps a dated philosophy, it is not a dated opportunity. There's no question that the credit market exists. For those of you that may need some help in getting some lenders to bail you out in terms of what do you do when you get these leads, how do you get them on, that's another resource that we have available. I certainly recommend you go to adagencyonline.net, click on one of our free consultation links, and if we need to hook you up with some of the vendors out there that we've observed in the field, I remind you we may not have a direct relationship, but we certainly recognize the need to be able to get these things hung. Just curious, do you guys have any relationship or any direction as to how to help the guys out there that are concerned about, okay, I got the lead, I got the customer, I got the deal, I got the deposit, how do I get it done?
Well, there's a company out there called AutoNet, and there's a company out there called Credit Acceptance. I don't know if you're familiar with them.
Very much so. We use them often. And so now, do you have any direct relationship or just car guy to car guy recommending that would be the answer?
Well, you know, I've had a direct relationship because I've owned a pre-owned car lot in Houston, and we've closed a few pools with Credit Acceptance.
So there's a little bit of a connection there. So the guy who's paranoid about getting the leads and not knowing what to do with them, you guys could give him some direction.
Yeah, the credit acceptance program is basically they're an 80-20 partner with you. When you as a dealer go, you do credit acceptance, they approve everybody that you put in with a 30-second approval.
Gotcha.
The only difference is you're graded from a 1 to a 10, 10 being the worst, 1 being the best.
Well, you know, the problem is simple. You know, with the news out there that Chrysler's getting out of the leasing market and, you know, the captive lenders no longer really banking into buying deep, all of these things have put the dealers out there a little bit paranoid about getting into credit customers. But I think that's the good news. You know, I've always taken the philosophy of going against the grain because even though the total gross market may have been reduced, the players have also been reduced. So if you maintain an identity into the credit customer market, there's no question to preserve a relationship that will survive when the guy gets his credit back. It'll also survive when the customer starts referring you and recognizing you. You know, he also has friends that may not have credit issues. So it really does cross over all lines. I also respectfully repeat and always remind that fixed ops is a value. And, you know, as much as I have to confess that I've always was a new car franchise dealer with all the value added it brings to it, you know, nowadays we're making money selling used cars, selling service, and credit customers are just ideal candidates for that on both coming in and ongoing relationships with service because the cars they're buying absolutely have value in terms of getting extended service contracts and maintaining a relationship through the dealer. I even have dealers out there that in the delivery process remind the customer the benefit of protecting their investment by preserving the relationship and service with the customer. So, and not to mention also, for you new car franchises out there, the credit market is the customers are often driven to these buy-here, pay-here lots, and the segmentation away from their confidence in being able to do business with a new car dealer, once they get through to you, through this third-party site, and they realize that they're anchoring to a real dealer in a real facility with service, you have a definite advantage in terms of putting a deal together as far as the other options the customers are looking at. You know, we only have about 3 minutes left. I should ask, again, I haven't asked, I apologize. Money, honey, how much are the infomercials running? Because that's something I got some interest in.
The infomercial is leased for $750 a month.
Really? Plus the lead cost per lead?
Plus the lead fee of $10 a lead.
Right, and do you have any leverage value? I mean, we certainly, with $600 million in conventional media placement, if you're one of our affiliates, we can absolutely place this thing for you in a proven time frame. Late night is very cost-effective. Sometimes Saturday mornings work. We tend to shy away from cable going to network, but lots of logics involved in where to place and position these things. And I assume you guys have some best practices that you could share with our guys as they do move forward?
The infomercials do the best on network TV.
Yeah.
The best one is Fox.
Okay.
Because Fox brings the younger buyer in.
Gotcha.
And the infomercials, they range in any market. Like in Houston, you can buy them for about $550 for 30 minutes at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Tell you what, we really should continue this conversation in a much more constructive manner, but you're a perfect example of where I was going with this entire open forum today, and that is, gentlemen, don't bail out on the credit customers, don't bail out on direct mail, don't bail out on some of the conventional wisdoms that have earned us a living for the last 50 years. You do want to tweak them. You want to make sure you got the maximum efficiency in the vendors you work with. I have a history enough with Al to know that he himself is good, and I'll certainly do my due diligence in checking out his company for everyone's peace of mind. So if you want to, just go to the network afterwards. I remind you, you can't jump to it now because you'll lose the show. But if after the Blog Talk radio show you want to go to adagencyonline.net, click on one of our free consultations. I'll continue a conversation with Al to see if we can put something together for you guys, put a little added value in the mix with an Ad Agency Online affiliation. If you're one of our dealer clients that wants to move into the credit customer market or you want to get involved in direct mail to a more proficient and consistent method, we certainly have vendors available for that. Not in any way suggesting we drop our focus on internet marketing and digital marketing. It's the future. But like I keep saying, guys, the key to the future is to build on the foundation that we've established in the real world.
See, the
beauty value of anything we do. Al, did you want to throw in one thing, parting comment before I jump?
The beauty of our program is that all these leads are generated from the dealer's own advertising.
Right.
And they're people looking at his ads, looking at his used cars for sale, looking at his new cars for sale. And in the credit acceptance program, just to let you know, every car that goes out the door with a warranty.
Yeah, stuff like that builds value because nobody wants to buy headaches. And, again, you touched a good point.
Exactly.
A lot of guys are always paranoid about mixing the credit customers in with their regular customers. And I think that there's a lot of processes that we can share with you guys with best practices to keep them separate and yet keep the relationship moving. Anyway, Al, with about 10 seconds left, I'm going to say goodbye to you. Thanks for calling in, by the way. And I think I know how to reach you. Matter of fact, I do. I have your number. We've been friends for enough time that I'll get back in touch with you after the show. If not today, then one day during the week. You have yourself a great day. We're off the air. Bye.
Bye.